Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kendrick Lamar takes over the Billboard 200 and the Hot 100. Bad Bunny causes Latin music to see a huge surge in streaming. And Halsey says her label won't let her release a song because she doesn't have a viral TikTok. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Monday, May 23rd.
Oh, you worry about a critic, that ain't protocol.
Kendrick Lamar lands his fourth number one album on the Billboard 200 chart as Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers launches atop the list dated May 28th with 295,500 equivalent album units earned in the U.S., according to Luminate. It's the largest week of the year for any album, and he's debuted at number one with each of his last four albums. His last was Damn, released in April 2017, and was awarded the 2018 Pulitzer Prize in Music.
Who you see they carry up,
The world in a panic, the women is stranded, the men on the run.
Over on the Hot 100, he's hit number three with Standout track N95. He also grabs three other spots in the top 10 with Die Hard, Silent Hill, and United in Grief, which comes in at number eight. Up at the top of the Hot 100 is Jack Harlow's First Class.
They say you a superstar now, damn, I guess I am. You might be the man, well, that's unless I am.
Yo no sé si yo te vuelvo a ver.
Bad Bunny continues to push Latin music to new heights, and now the genre is topping country music thanks to the Puerto Rican King. Latin just topped country for the first time in weekly U.S. on-demand audio streams. Last week was the genre's highest streaming week to date, with over 1.8 billion weekly ODA streams, according to Luminate. Bad Bunny's Un Verano Sin Ti dominated the charts. The new album accounted for 18% of all U.S. Latin on-demand streams. The album recently debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 chart. Bad Bunny was also the first Latin artist to top the Billboard Artist 100 chart, and he even charted 22 songs on the Hot 100. Halsey says their record label won't allow the singer to release a new song without faking a viral TikTok moment, and they're spilling all the details. Over the weekend, the I Am Not a Woman, I'm a God artist took to TikTok to share a video explaining how they have a song they want to release ASAP, but their record label isn't allowing it. With the song playing in the background, they put the label on blast, saying, "They are doing this to basically every artist these days," and declares they deserve better. But Halsey didn't stop there. They shared a second video of someone's voice being heard off screen describing a way to get around the alleged label block.
Put that out. The song title, because it would be Halsey So Good, and they would get the art on TikTok.
With text on screen that reads, "I wish I was kidding, LOL," Halsey shared their thoughts on the game plan.
I just hate this.
Oh, I know. I hate it.
It sucks.
Halsey then took to Twitter to write, "Talk to my label tonight after my TikTok tantrum. They said, wow, the TikTok is going really strong. I was like, okay, cool, so can I release my song now? They said, we'll see. Tell me again how I'm making this up." Fans have jumped to the singer's support, sharing memes and writing, "Halsey is a Grammy-nominated artist and her label still thinks they need TikTok to succeed? LMAO, okay." And, "Halsey is bigger than a 10-second TikTok trend." Halsey isn't the only artist who's being forced to up their TikTok game. FK Twigs, Florence and the Machine, and Charlie XCX have all exposed their labels.
"Well, I didn't really want to be here, so I was made to be here. So obviously I'm just like wanting to get this over with and get on with my life. This is a big inconvenience for me."
That's going to do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.